The Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers. Difficult time of the year for some people, especially those of us who are in the mountains, when the ground turns to plastic. Smushy, smushy clay. And we managed to get a car stuck. Then we got a tractor stuck. Well, we got the car out. Now we have to get the tractor out. So it's been quite an adventure of 2 days of digging and maneuvering. I think everyone here is a little bit on the exhausted side, and myself as well. And then came some kind of pressure front and caused some of us here to have serious aches and pains. So we're limping along. And I'm giving you all of this ahead of time so you can understand why the Lord said this to me. So I came into prayer, as we do as a group, and I said, "Oh, beloved," meaning, "Oh, Lord, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm a mess." As Mother Elijah says, a hot mess. The Lord began. He said, "Yes, I know. I know well every cry of your heart, and answers are coming, Claire. Bear patiently with me, beloved. As Ezekiel said to you today, I am doing something here. None of this suffering is being wasted. All of it is bringing forth amazing fruit. Will you trust me in this?" Of course, Lord, how could I not trust you? I want to take a break here for a second and say that the enemy gives us opportunities by praying against us, gives us opportunities to offer things up if the Lord lets them land. And we offer them up for the conversion of witches, because they are the most pitiful people, not knowing what they bought into and needing healing and love badly. So very often, when we know we're under attack, we offer it for their conversion. And so it doesn't get wasted. The Lord continued. He said, "Well, it is a drawn out, or should I say drawing out, process to accomplish all that needs to be done. And you cannot always see the fruits of your sufferings from me. So I totally understand and get it, that discouragement has a platform to land on. Try, my beloved, to destroy that platform. I am speaking of self-pity, self-preoccupation, self-indulgence. These three spirits will attack you on your journey wherever you go. Their assignment is to turn you inward, thereby disabling any ministry to others who are suffering, who I may have sent you, cultivating the opposing virtues of selflessness, preoccupation with my concerns, and self-denial are the electrified fence that repel the attacks of the enemy who feeds on those who are self-preoccupied and continually thinking about how things affect them. When you conquer your self-nature, you conquer all your enemies, because they no longer have any footing, nothing to stand on, nothing to be attached to. They cannot land, so they fly off looking for another who will give them grounds, who will feel sorry for themselves, who will have a pity party and examine my motives, as if I were mistaken in what I am doing. Let me tell you about this self-preoccupation, my tender ones. When you don't tough it out, when you withdraw and go into your little hole in the ground and make your nest comfy with strands of self-pity, self-preoccupation, and self-indulgence, when you make this cozy nest and wallow in it until it fits just right and turn the light of prayer off and go to sleep, well, the enemy has won. I know how tender you all are, and have I not promised that no weapon formed against you would prosper? Have I not given you the weapons to stand up and fight? Am I not always with you, with my broad shoulders, holding you up? I tell you, I am. And there is nothing that can come against you and triumph over you, unless you give up and slink away with your head down. Do you not know that these same temptations assailed me in my life on earth? Well, yes, they did. But my Father's providential grace conquered them. I was close, ever so close, to giving in when I saw what I must suffer. But worse yet, what the ones I loved would have to suffer, and what I would suffer of those who didn't care for the sacrifice I made. So I understand well where you're coming from. Remember, I was tempted in every way, but never sinned. So I want to encourage you to shake off the dust and get up again. A few days ago, Claire, I told you we are entering the fire. This is all part of it. But let me also tell you, the fruits are heavenly and will bring you overflowing joy. So pay no mind to the inconveniences, etc., and say to yourself what I said, that for the joy that lay ahead, I considered all this suffering as nothing. So, my dear friends and heart dwellers and family, if it's hard right now, understand that the Lord is doing something, and later on there'll be great joy over the fruit. Now, the Lord bless you and give you his strength, and pray for us too. Amen.